Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the southwest at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies around the mid-50s. And Thursday and Friday will continue with sunny skies. Right now, it's 45.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Tuesday. Authorities say a man in his 60s was killed in an accident at a feed mill in Reno County yesterday. Emergency crews responded around 10:20 yesterday morning to Burlington Mills Incorporated, a feed mill just south of Partridge. Our news partners at KAKE TV report the Reno County Sheriff's Office says the man was helping prepare a semi-trailer hauling hay when the driver got in and pulled away, unintentionally running over the man. The victim's name was not released. The accident remains under investigation. The Sunflower State replacing a private contractor that inspired years of complaints about backlogs and other problems in its handling of applications for the state's Medicaid health coverage for the needy. The Kansas City Star reports the State Department of Health and Environment in August signed a six-year contract worth nearly $135 million with New Jersey-based company Conduent to handle Medicaid applications starting next year. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Except the 2024 Expedition XLT stock 2T0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
The downturn in airline travel amid the coronavirus pandemic could lead to years of decreased flights to fewer destinations from Kansas airports. The number of passengers who boarded flights at Dwight D. Eisenhower Airport in Wichita this year has dropped 57% compared to last. At its lowest point in April, there was a day when only 63 people flew out of the airport. Normally, the airport sees about 2,300 passengers per day and a lot more during peak travel seasons. Boardings from Manhattan Regional Airport were also down 56%. It is official now. The company that owns Regal, Cineworld, and Picture House movie theaters are temporarily closing their doors. That because delays to the latest James Bond film left the company with few blockbusters to attract customers during the pandemic. Cineworld Group PLC said yesterday 536 Regal cinemas in the U.S. will close. Regal operates the Warren Theaters in Wichita. Mid-America Network News.
The last thing anybody needs in 2020 is more uncertainty about their health. Community Healthcare System reminds you to protect yourself and your family by making plans to get a flu shot. Everyone over the age of 6 months should be vaccinated against the flu. The vaccine has a good safety record and should help prevent flu-related doctor visits, illnesses, missed days of school and work, or even death. Call one of Community Healthcare System clinics today to schedule an appointment. Thank you for helping Community Healthcare System safeguard your health. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives the people that they serve.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Some of the biggest conservative names in Nebraska politics are lining up against ballot measures to legalize casinos, which they argue would fuel an increase in gambling addictions and related social problems. Opponents of the legalization measure include Republican Governor Pete Ricketts, former Governor Kay Orr, and U.S. Representative Tom Osborne, a former Nebraska football coach. Voters will decide next month whether to allow casinos at state-licensed racetracks in Omaha, Lincoln, Grand Island, Cleveland, Columbus, and South Sioux City. In-person early voting for the general election got underway yesterday. The number of deaths from coronavirus in the state has now topped 500 in Nebraska, and more people were hospitalized with the virus over the weekend than ever before. The state reported 4 new deaths and 404 new cases of coronavirus on Sunday to give Nebraska 501 deaths and close to 48,000 cases since the pandemic began. Mid-America Network News.
A leading moderate voice, a free-thinking, sensible centrist. Words you don't typically hear in today's politics, but it's how leading newspapers describe Dr. Barbara Beaulieu, because there's nothing typical about her. Dr. Beaulieu didn't come from politics. She worked years in the operating room, and she first got into public service to simply make health care more affordable. She's leading the fight in Topeka to keep rural hospitals open and end surprise medical billing. A doctor driven by common sense and facts, not party politics and spin. And right now, with this pandemic, that's exactly what we need in Washington. It's why over 80 Republican officials have crossed over to endorse her campaign for U.S. Senate. They know Dr. Beaulieu will focus on what matters most.
I'm Barbara Beaulieu. Especially right now with this virus, we need leaders willing to put political differences aside and just make healthcare more affordable.
Paid for by Beaulieu for Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Local businesses or nonprofits that may have been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic are encouraged to apply for Sparks grant assistance through county economic development organizations. Rent, utilities, mortgage, and inventory losses may all be considered, with direct aid available. In Marshall County, contact Ellen Barber with Marshall County Partnership for Growth. Applications due by the end of October. In Washington County, contact John Bruna with Washington County Economic Partnership. Applications due by October 15th. A fire Saturday in Gage County involved hay bales south of Wymore at South 23rd and East Spruce Road. Shortly after noon, a farmer checking cattle noticed the fire and called authorities, who later called in the Nebraska Fire Marshal's office to continue the investigation. Bales lost were valued at $3,200 and some adjacent pasture was burned. Homecoming was Friday at Valley Heights High School as Emma Torber was crowned queen and Jake Youngeberg king. At Hanover High School, Kara Bruno was homecoming queen and Jacob Juniman king. Washington County will return to Class 2A from 1A status for sports next season through the Kansas State High School Activities Association. They are among 18 Kansas school districts that will change classifications based on enrollment, six of those moving up or down into Class 2A. At 107 students, Washington County will be the third smallest enrollment in the class. Concordia will move from 4A to 3A. Guardrail work on U.S. 36 in Marshall County began this week, completion expected at the end of November, weather permitting. Work is scheduled to begin this week on a waterline project in the city of Washington. The construction downtown is expected to have limited impact on traffic and business operations. Blue Valley Technologies Friday announced COVID-19-related changes to their current day-to-day operations. Due to the number of employees currently impacted by COVID-19, the decision was made to close the front lobby, cease all in-home installations and repairs, and suspend on-site computer repair services effective immediately. Blue Valley will continue to assist customers via telephone, email, messenger, and FaceTime when applicable. Blue Valley Technologies hopes to resume normal operations soon. LaVon Germeroth, age 76, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Hermansburg Emanuel Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for LaVon Germeroth. Richard H. Harve Hawley, age 84, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m., at St. Monica St. Elizabeth Catholic Church, Blue Rapids. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Visitation noon until 8 p.m. Wednesday. Family will greet friends Wednesday, 6:30 until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Richard Harve Hawley. Luann Ovett, age 65, of Liberty, passed away Thursday. No viewing or services at this time. Laughlin Hobbit Funeral Home of Wymore in charge for Luann Hoffit. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, tossed salad, and mixed fruit. Tomorrow, pork loin, scalloped potatoes, green beans, a whole wheat roll, and fruited jello. KNDY News Time 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery, why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Ribs or burn ends? Burn ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Quiet weather across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, and it looks like we're definitely going to see some warmer temperatures out there with winds out of the south-southwest. It looks like we'll see highs across the central parts of the Midwest anywhere in the 70s and into the 80s. We have a dry cold front that's going to push through as we head into Wednesday night. It looks like maybe just a few degrees cooler as we head towards the end of the week. Otherwise, dry weather so far as we head into the weekend. So across the area, sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, lower 50s. Winds will be from the southwest at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny skies, warmer temperatures. We'll see highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear at 53. As we enter Thursday and Friday, we'll continue with sunny skies in the mid-80s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early October, 72. Recent record high, 89 in 1997. The average low, 49. Record low of 28 set in 1991. Sunset this evening, 6:59. Sunrise in the morning, 7:28. Clear skies again this morning, 46 degrees ahead of sunrise. Winds are calm. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 6th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
In Kansas, we respect the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding gun owners. It's part of our culture and our heritage. But Barbara Beaulieu does not share that respect. In the state Senate, Beaulieu wrote a bill to allow a simple judicial order to seize any person's guns. Then the burden of proof would be on that person to prove they're not dangerous in order to get their lawful firearms back. That's extreme. No surprise, Beaulieu is also extreme on abortion, supporting abortion after 21 weeks when the baby has fingers and toes. Working to pass laws to allow late-term abortion and to take away the guns of gun owners, Barbara Beaulieu has clearly shown she's way too extreme for Kansas. Say no to Barbara Beaulieu. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Playoff baseball, and two coaches have very different days. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Astros and A's kicked off the American League Division Series Monday. Astros starter Lance McCullers surrendered five runs, but Carlos Correa belted two homers in the Stros' 10-5 win. Houston takes a 1-0 series lead. In the late game, Yankees ace Gerrit Cole fanned eight Rays in six innings of work. And in the ninth, Giancarlo Stanton left no doubt.
It is high, it is far, it is gone. It's a grand slam.
On WWE. WFAN. Yanks win 9-3 and lead that series 1-0. NFL, Chiefs and Patriots took the field after two positive coronavirus tests delayed their game by a day. The Chiefs' defense forced four turnovers, including a pick six from Tyrann Mathieu.
Fires it to Edelman and drops.
That's intercepted off of Edelman and picked by the Honey Badger. Pick six!
On WDAF, 26-10 the final. Things got ugly quick in the second Monday night game between the Packers and Falcons. Aaron Rodgers, unstoppable, throwing for 327 yards with three of his four touchdowns to undrafted tight end Robert Tonyan.
Rodgers alone of the gun, takes the snap on third down. Protection holds up initially. Rodgers waits, throws, right side, got a man wide open. Touchdown, and it's Robert Tonyan again.
On WTMJ, Green Bay wins 30-16. Game four of the NBA Finals tonight as the Heat look to tie that series at 2 games apiece. Doc Rivers wasn't unemployed for long after being dismissed by the Clippers. He was introduced on Monday as the Sixers head coach after agreeing to a 5-year deal last week.
I love what we have to work with. And with Elton, I am looking forward to turning this into a championship team.
Meanwhile, a different kind of day for Bill O'Brien, who was canned by the Houston Texans following an 0-4 start.
I'm sorry that we couldn't get this team over the hump. We couldn't get it over the hump last year.
This is Rich Cantu. ABC.
Andrew, I saw you in Marysville. What made you stray so far from the farm?
Oh, it's time to work cattle, and a trip to Valley Vet is a chance for me to take the wife shopping without it feeling like the dreaded shopping trip. Mm. While I shop for vaccines, calf pullers, mineral, and boots, she shops for clothes.
I thought it was a vet supply store.
No, that's where she gets all her clothes. She looks like $1 million without costing me a fortune.
Maybe I'll take my wife shopping this week, because you know what they say. If she ain't happy...
Hey, while you're there, get fitted for that tuxedo for your son's wedding.
Tuxedos, too? Who knew?
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Hopes a COVID-19 stimulus package can be completed before the November election is increasing. President Trump and many staffers in the White House testing positive for the virus over last week, and Trump had indicated support for a new stimulus package. Trump stated on Twitter over the weekend, the nation wants and needs stimulus, directing lawmakers to work together and get it done. Meanwhile, on Face the Nation over the weekend, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi indicated that making progress, adding if an agreement could come this week. She said that depends on if they understand what we have to do is crush the virus, that referring to Republicans. The House passed another version of its HEROES Act last week, a $2.2 trillion coronavirus aid package. That legislation includes aid to ethanol plants, livestock producers who had to euthanize animals because of no slaughterhouse capacity, as well as a 15% increase in supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits. Well, the Trump administration announced a trade investigation over a couple of issues related to Vietnam. At the direction of the president, the U.S. Trade Representative will investigate Vietnam's acts, policies, and practices related to the imports and use of timber that is illegally harvested or traded. The USTR will also investigate Vietnam's acts, policies, and practices that may contribute to the undervaluation of its currency and the resultant harm caused to U.S. commerce. Now, as part of its investigation on currency undervaluation, the USTR will consult with the Department of Treasury as to issues of currency valuation and exchange rate policy. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said using illegal timber and wood products exported to the U.S. means harming to the environment and is unfair to U.S. workers and businesses who follow the rules by using legally harvested timber. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Yields across the Corn Belt are fairly good, far better than average, in fact, in many states. Iowa, though, is the one glaring exception. While its yield is off, it's not off by all that much. USDA, in the month of September crop production report, projected Iowa's corn yield at 191 bushel to the acre. That number will be updated Friday of this week. Last week, the agricultural economist at the University of Illinois compared the September corn yields figured to the Corn Belt to their 2020 trend yields calculated by using 40 years of data from 1980 all the way up to 2019. University of Illinois Extension economist Gary Schnitke has some of the numbers.
Iowa is having a below trend year, and everybody else is having an above trend year. To give you a feel for that, Illinois is projected to have a 203 bushel yield this year by USDA. That happens to be 12 bushels above trend. Our yield we would expect to be 191 bushels per acre. That's a trend yield for this state. So we're 12 bushels above it this year. And most states around us are above trend. Indiana, 13 bushels above trend. Wisconsin, 12 bushels. The exception being Iowa, which is 4 bushels below trend.
Iowa, Illinois, and Nebraska are the top three corn producing states in the United States. Nebraska's corn yield is right at the trend line. And while Iowa is the number one corn state, the 4 bushel below trend average is not enough to pull the national corn yield average below the calculated trend line, says Illinois Extension economist Gary Schnittke. The September crop production report put the national average corn yield at 178.5 bushels to the acre. The next update coming out this Friday at 11 a.m. Central Time. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now, only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock 230464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Again today, we'll be hearing from Orion Samuelson, legendary farm broadcaster who has decided to call it quits after only 60 years at one radio station. We will hear that golden voice right after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1300. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
There was no way for Orion Samuelson to know when he was born on a dairy farm near Ontario, Wisconsin, that someday he would travel the world, all because of his voice and his advocacy for agriculture. Orion, after celebrating 60 years last week at WGN in Chicago, has decided to retire.
Whoever thought that a dairy farmer from Wisconsin would have the opportunity to sit down in the White House or at various events and do a one-on-one interview with presidents of the United States? I certainly couldn't have imagined that when I was growing up. But during my time as a farm broadcaster, I've had the opportunity to meet and visit with 9 presidents of the United States. In addition to that, I met and shook hands with Fidel Castro, with Mikhail Gorbachev, with the President of the Republic of China. I visited with dignitaries of Norway and Sweden and France and the United Kingdom, went to Great Britain several times. And some of the events that I participated in, for example, in Taiwan, I was involved in their celebration of what I would call their 4th of July. That was a military event with a great parade with the president of Taiwan, who In addition to that, I was in India with Secretary of Agriculture Dan Glickman on the day that they celebrated what I call their 4th of July, which was a military parade and pageant, very colorful, with camels rather than horses, and the opportunity to sit next to the Prime Minister, along with Secretary of Agriculture Dan Glickman, to get a personal account of who the groups were that were parading in front of us. Part of that mission was to get American business groups to invest in Indian agriculture. And Secretary Glickman was asked time and again, can you help us get an association with this company in your country? And after the meeting ended, I said to Secretary Glickman, are you going to go back to Iowa and suggest that they partner with companies in India in agriculture? And he said, no, I don't think so.
The Big O, Orion Samuelson, back after this.
You don't farm for just you. There's generations before you and generations that'll come after. You live up to legacy as much as you build one for the future to come. And is why our all-new Gleaner S9 Series combines blend technology and know-how to give you the very best in control, comfort, and combine performance. It's the next generation Gleaner for the next generation of farming. Available at CanEquip in Marysville. The all-new S9 Series from Gleaner, built with the farmer in mind.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 46 degrees, clear skies ahead of sunrise, middle 80s on a warmer than usual early October high today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Tyreek Hill and Mecole Hardman had short touchdown catches. The Kansas City defense shut down a Patriots offense missing quarterback Cam Newton, and the Chiefs beat New England 26-10 in a game postponed by positive COVID-19 tests on each team. The matchup between the Patriots and the Super Bowl champs was supposed to be Sunday, but it was put on pause when New England confirmed a player, later revealed to be Newton, tested positive for COVID-19. Chiefs practice squad quarterback Jordan Tamu also tested positive, forcing the NFL to postpone the game. The Chiefs led just 6-3 at halftime before pulling away over the final two quarters. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is warning the league's 32 teams of penalties, including potential forfeits of games, for violations of COVID-19 protocols that force changes in the schedule. I'm Rick Everett with your Tuesday Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
High school football's the topic on the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20. Southern and Diller Odell, the feature Monday. Haxtell and Centralia Tuesday. Hanover Wednesday. Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursday, with Washington County and Marysville Friday. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening. And it's high school football with Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Area games Friday, live on FM 95.5.
Some call it Herman bread or Amish friendship cake. We call it the cake that keeps on giving. A closer look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis.
pancreatitis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 6th, the 280th day of the year. Inventor and industrialist George Westinghouse was born on this day in 1846, and America's first recorded train robbery was on this day in 1866 near Seymour, Indiana. Here's an old-time tradition that's seeing renewed interest, the friendship cake. The idea is to begin with a starter or leavening agent, part of which is used to make breads or cakes. The remainder of the starter is given to friends, along with a recipe and instructions. It's sort of like an edible chain letter. If you plan on giving friendship cake for the holidays, better get started now. The nurturing process can take anywhere from 30 to 50 days. If you do it right, though, it's well worth the effort. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Looking for recipe ideas? Find them online at almanac.com.
R-H.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Andy's Hardware and Lumber, B&W Electric, Blue Valley Technologies, and Free CPA.
Hi, my name is Patrick Smith, and I am entering my 8th year in the Sunflower 4-H Club. In 4-H, you get to decide what topics and projects interest you most. You make 4-H what you want it to be. Work on many projects or focus on one or two. Choose what events sound fun to you and do them. In 4-H, you have an important role in making your community a better place to live in, but you don't have to do it alone. As a club, you'll figure out what's needed in your community and find ways to help. In 4-H, you're part of a family working together. At club meetings, you'll learn how to get along with others as you build your soft skills. You meet adults who care about you and want to help you succeed. 4-H introduces you to potential careers and then gives you opportunities to get on those life skills. I hope you'll consider joining one of the great clubs in our area, and as always, you won't regret making the best better.
My name is Ava Spicer. I am in the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. Some of my favorite things about 4-H is that you get to be with your friends, do fun projects for the community, and go to 4-H camp. Another really fun thing about 4-H is that you get to do the fair each year. Some of my favorite projects at the fair are arts and crafts, foods and nutrition, photography, horticulture, and table setting. I love being in 4-H because it is a great learning experience.